Parshas Kisavai. Ta'achas asher le'yavadato es Hashem alekecha b'simcha v'tov le'vav mirayv kail.
I'm so tired. A doorbell? Who's that? Who's there?
Hey, Mr. Tatarnifloss, your next door neighbor. I was just wondering. My daughter left a package over here. Did you mind giving it to me? I need it tonight.
He needs it tonight. It's so late. I'm so tired. What does he have to ring so late for? I'll just tell him to come back tomorrow morning. Oh, he's gonna get so insulted. I don't want to hurt him. I don't want to go to sleep hurting someone. He keeps ringing the bell.
My daughter left...
I heard. I'm coming. Just get off the bed. Where are my shoes? Just start running without my shoes. Oh! Ow! I stubbed my toe with the... Oh, I see so many stars. I could be in the Kaddish to Levana. Ouch! Ooh, ow! Ooh, ooh.
Are you coming with the package?
Why don't you... No, I don't want to hurt him. Yes, I'm coming with the package. Okay, I'm coming. Ouch! Oh, I did it again! On the same toe! Ouch! Ow! Mr. Trader Flasher, here's the package.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was so heavy.
No, it's not so...
Are you okay? Why are you hopping?
No, I'm just doing certain exercises. It's okay.
Do you mind if my daughter leaves the package tomorrow?
Oh, anytime. Please, it's my pleasure. Ooh, ow, ooh.
Slimy, are you all right?
Yes, Tati. It's just an ow.
What happened? Looks like your toe is bleeding a little bit over there.
I bumped my toe running because I don't want to hurt somebody. Then I started running again, I bumped it again.
Ah, a carbon oiler.
What?
You were just macro of a carbon oiler.
I was macro of a carbon oiler? But I'm not a Kayan. And this is not the base of Mikdash.
Oh, I know that. But the Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin that if someone is running and he zetzes his toe...
Any toe?
The big toe on your right foot.
That's the one I zetzed!
That's because when you run with that toe, usually you hit it the hardest. And then the Gemara says if you continue to run to the Dvar Mitzvah and you zetz again with the same toe...
That's exactly what happened to me! Ouch! Ow! Ooh, I'm telling you! The first time I was able to do Mekadosh Levana, the second time was like a planetarium. I saw the whole Milky Way, all the stars and all the planets. Ouch! Ow!
The Gemara says the blood that comes out is as if it were to be the blood of a carbon oiler. Do you know why?
Why?
Because here you go, you're running for a Dvar Mitzvah and you get hurt, right? So, you would think human nature is, so forget it, I won't do the Mitzvah. And then you continue running and you get zetzed again on the very same toe. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is more chashiv than anything else. I think it's a good time for you to be mispal. You have a great koyach hatfila.
Oh, I think it's a good time for me to get a Band-Aid. Tati, can you tell me a story, at least?
Sure. My pleasure.
He's coming! He's coming! Look, that monster! That monster! That Baal Lashon Hara! That terrible person! Rachmana Litzlan, the tzarist that he did for all the people! He's coming into the Rav!
What does he want from the Rav?
He wants to make tzarist for the Rav! Let's go! We must stop him!
George, go and stop him, a good idea.
Yes, we must not be scared.
That's right, you shouldn't be scared. Go and stop him.
We will go with Mesiras Nefesh and prevent him from coming into the Rav's office.
That's right, we all believe that's a good idea. You should go with Mesiras Nefesh and prevent him from coming into the Rav's office.
What are you all going to do?
We're going to stay outside and say till him for you.
Oh, he's already in the office. What's he saying to the Rav?
It's not nice to listen in.
We have to hear in case it's a Konis Nefoshes.
He better not start up with Howarov. The Heilige Tzadik Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. Everyone would know better than to start up with him.
Who says he wants to start up with him?
The Vayel says he is. Shh, shh, shh.
Let's listen to what he says.
The Rav is looking down in his sefer and he's not looking up.
He seems to be standing waiting in respect.
That's strange. I never saw him have respect for anyone before.
If he's waiting for the Rav to pick up his head from the Sefer, he could wait 3 days. The Rav picked up his head from the Sefer. I think you're screaming too loud.
Can I help you?
Rebbe, I want to do tshuva.
I'm afraid, after what you have done, and the terrible pain you have caused people.
Look what the Rav is doing. He's picking up a little stick.
Yeah, that's a little stick he uses to point in his sefer.
I'm afraid to tell you that when this stick will grow flowers and leaves, that's when you can do tshuva.
You know, our Rav, he's like not scared from him.
Yeah.
It's just like I said, Mesiras Nefesh.
Yeah, but you said it. The Rav does it.
He turned around and walked out. You see, he just got scared from the Rav. That's how it is. You see, you have to know how to talk to these people, that's all.
Look.
Look at what?
Look.
What?
Look at the Rav's stick. The Rav is holding it up.
So what's so funny about the stick? He's holding a stick with a bunch of flowers on it.
What?
Stick. It grew flowers and leaves. That means Min HaShemayim. They do want him to do tshuva. Come here.
The Rav is calling you.
Me? Yes. Hello, Rav. Yes. At your service, Rav. I'll do anything in the world for you, Rav.
Please go and get me that musser.
No, except that.
Go at once.
Yes, Rav. Yes. Goodbye, everybody. I'm going to call him to the Rav.
Just go.
I'm going. The Rav wants to see you. He didn't do anything to me. He's running back into the Rav.
The Rav is showing him the stick with the flowers.
I see that, Min HaShemayim, they do want your tshuva. Tell me, you must have gone through a major nisayon the past couple of days, recently, that you passed. Tell me what it was.
I will tell you, Rav. A couple of days ago, I was walking down the street, and I saw a terrible commotion. Apparently, a child unfortunately passed away, and the father wanted to take advantage of the situation. As it is known to be done this time of the year before Pesach, he wanted to claim that the Jews killed his child to use blood for their matzahs. There was a whole commotion. People were grabbing their sticks and their axes. There was going to be a pogrom. And I passed by. Someone said,
There he is! Hayward now! He grew up a Jew before he became one of us.
If you go over and testify to the judge, he'll for sure give us permission to finish off the Jews.
You'll do this testimony for us, and we get permission to finish off the Jews. We will promote you. You'll become a duke.
Ah, my chance. This is my chance. Every once in a while, someone still calls me a dirty Jew, despite the fact it's been so long that I've associated myself with the people I grew up with. Now is my chance. I'm going to testify a lie that indeed Jews use blood for matzahs. And then, who cares if it's a lie? I'll be promoted, I'll be a hero, I'll be famous.
Your Honor, we have brought you over here, a Jew himself, to testify. We are ready with the axes and the spears and the swords. Just give us permission.
Quiet! Order in the court. First, I want to hear the testimony. You, were you born a Jew?
Yes, I was.
Were you raised as a Jew?
Yes.
Then tell me the truth. If you tell me yes, I will give permission for them to do with the Jews as they please. Do Jews put blood in the matzahs?
Jews... No, they don't!
What? What's he doing? How dare you?
I must tell you the truth!
How dare him tell the truth? Jews aren't allowed to eat blood! We even take meat and we salt it because we're not allowed to eat the blood! We're not even allowed to eat an egg that has blood in it! If there's a drop of blood, it's a lie! It's a lie! It's an excuse to kill Jews!
In that case, there shall be no pogrom tonight!
Well, get you! How dare you tell the truth! Once a Jew, always a Jew! We should have never trusted you! Get out of this town before we destroy you!
Well, Rebbe, at that moment, I don't know why, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it to my people. And now I fear for my life. And that's why I ask you, can I do tshuva? It is clear from this stick that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you can do tshuva.
Tati?
Yeah? How's your toe?
Oh, I forgot about my toe. Looks like there's a lot bigger problems. But can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I mean, I know you can't ask kashas on stories, but why didn't Hashem make it that as soon as he came, the stick had flowers? Like, why was it first a regular stick and Rabbi Yehuda Chassid told him no and he walked away?
Excellent question. And I think I know the answer. You know what his ultimate nisayon was? That Hashem accepted his tshuva? That Hashem opened up the doors of tshuva?
Yeah, the fact that he didn't testify again.
No, I know that. But there was one moment nisayon that was even more difficult afterwards.
What?
That he came to Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid after everything is said and done. He gave up his promotion. He gave up his palace. He put his life on the line. And he said, please, can I do tshuva? And Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid told him, no! At that point, he should have given up and run back to his friends. The fact that he went home and said, Hashem, I realize why you don't want to accept my tshuva. I've just caused so much pain to so many people. The fact that even though he was hit, he still said, even though he was still hurt, he still said, I want to do tshuva. That's when the stick started growing flowers.
Wow. I better get into bed, Tati.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I think flowers are going to start growing out of my head.
You know something? It doesn't have to be flowers growing out of your head. It's the flowers in your head. You're a nicer person because of what you did.
Thank you, Tati.
Going to sleep?
I think now that I bought a carbon isla, I should say a couple of kapitlach tillim for people before I go to sleep.
Excellent idea.